USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In a 6-3 ruling on Monday, the Supreme Court says an employer who fires someone for merely being gay or transgender violates Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. A march on Georgia is taking place in Atlanta after the shooting death of Rashard Brooks. Brooks was killed in a confrontation with police on Friday when he passed out at a Wendy's drive-thru. Brooks then stole one of the police officer's tasers and started running. The police officer shot Brooks and he died a short time later. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan tells Fox News, "This is a completely different situation than what we saw in Minneapolis."
Mr. Brooks, he didn't just resist a lawful arrest. He did so violently. He fought with the police again and again. He took their weapon, one of their weapons, and tried to use it against them. That is a completely different set of circumstances.
USA Radio News.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Self-proclaimed anarchists have taken over Seattle. USA Radio Network's Jesse Edwards has more.
Protesters in Seattle have taken over a 7-block area near the police department's East Precinct. Seattle Police Officers Guild President Michael Sloan told Fox News the city is now close to becoming a lawless state.
This could metastasize across the country. It's quite clear that city of Seattle elected officials are lacking the political will to enforce the rule of law. And this is the closest I've seen since being a 20-year professional of public safety service of our country to becoming a lawless state.
Amazon says that its CEO, Jeff Bezos, is willing to testify before Congress regarding its inquiry into potential antitrust law violations in the tech industry. Amazon has been at the center of an investigation into alleged anti-competition conduct within the tech sector. The House Judiciary Committee is also looking into Facebook, Google, and Apple. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A Las Vegas police officer who was shot during protests over the death of George Floyd is paralyzed from the neck down. That's what his family is saying. The family is also thanking medical professionals for their care and those in the community who took part in a fundraiser organized by the Injured Police Officers Fund. Protests are continuing in Atlanta after the police shooting death of Rashard Brooks. Brooks was killed Friday by police officers after passing out in a Wendy's drive-thru. Former NYPD Police Commissioner Bernard Carrick says the police handled things as best as they could.
Those cops couldn't have been more calm. They couldn't have been more professional. They couldn't have been more at ease. And the second they went to arrest him and put him in handcuffs, he began resisting. And that's a big part of this problem. I think the general public forgets you can't attack or assault a cop. I don't know what's going on in Atlanta and how they operate, but you know what? You got to do investigations. You got to give the cops the benefit of the doubt until the investigation is concluded, or you're going to lose your police force.
Carrick speaking there on Fox News. A report says the Trump administration is attempting to block former National Security Advisor John Bolton's book release with a lawsuit. The White House filing the lawsuit because it says the book contains classified material. The book is set to be released June 23rd. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.